Many poets seek university positions for the economic stability, relatively speaking, that that offers. But Jane Hirschfield avoids teaching positions and finds other ways for her poetry to fund itself.
The poet. She is working now in a room not unlike this one, the one where I write or you read. Her table is covered with paper. The light of the lamp would be tempered by a shade where the bulb's single harshness might dissolve.
As a poet, the way that I keep my daily bills paid is primarily by going around to universities, literary centers, public libraries, museums, all over the country, flying in somewhere, and giving a reading, and then perhaps sometimes doing a workshop with a group of students. That's the main part of it. I also, of course, do receive some royalty income. I have occasionally done some teaching. Her poems, I will never know them, though they are the ones I most need. Even the alphabet she writes in. I made the decision a long time ago when I first entered this world not to take the track of being a full-time academic, but simply to try to find a way to support myself, however that happened. And at the beginning, it included being a restaurant cook and even driving an 18-wheel truck briefly for a time.
Let her have a chair, her shadeless lamp, the table. Let one or two she loves be in the next room.
I've been very surprised that so far the economic downturn which is going on in this country and has affected so many people so tragically, especially with the destruction of any kind of social safety net, has not yet seemed to affect the invitations that I receive. It's a big surprise to me. I would have thought things would have slowed down, and so far they haven't.
Let the door be closed, the sleeping ones healthy. Let her have time and silence, enough paper to make mistakes and go on.
Jane Hirschfield lives in California. You can hear one of her poems at studio360.org. Trey Kay produced that story, as well as the one you heard earlier in the program about the unemployed cellist.